function with both hands for you to play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll definitely would have to be able to use that hand to obviously carry the football and hold on to the football. So, yeah, that would not be a consideration if he, you know, played one-handed.
Is it the incision or the operating? I mean, what's your...
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the incision is just a matter of, you know, keeping it clean and not getting, you know, the risk of infection. So we're further along with that as far as it, you know, healing up. Now it's just the hand and, you know, he's got a plate and screws in there that he feels comfortable with.
How do you do that exactly? I mean, you have guys kind of swiping at his cast or not whatnot to see if he can secure the football?
You know, it's just kind of, you know, his pain tolerance, and you know, he's a tough kid that you know, deals with pain very well, and he had a good day's work today.
Coach, this is a different somewhat of a different team. I mean, how different is Oakland when you guys played them back in week one?
Well, I mean, they, you know, they got a new quarterback, which is a big difference. We do too. You know, right off the top of my head, that's probably the biggest difference. Other than, you know, we're two games behind them in the standings, and, you know, they've had a better opportunity or had more wins than we did up to this point. So it'll be a good contest, and I'm sure a very physical and feisty one.
How do you decide or try to figure out what they'll do with guys like Leo Shepard and Ufanzano, Palmer, who they've had like a week?
Well, like whenever you change personnel, regardless of what depth of it, you know, again, you're going to put guys in position to do what they do. But, you know, in their case, I think the players you mentioned, you know, they're going to, you know, inject them into their defense and inject them into their offense. You know, they're not going to wholesale change too much, you know, in this short of time.
So how did Raheem Moore do in the spot? Did he kind of assuage some of your concerns about?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a matter of concerns. You know, we're concerned with everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, we gave, you know, Quentin Carter an opportunity. And, you know, when Quentin went down, Raheem got another opportunity. We feel very good about both of them. They're both rookies that, you know, improve with every opportunity they get, and particularly in games.
How would you assess Elvis at this point? He's obviously had some injury things.
Well, you know, he's missed time. You know, he missed the whole season a year ago. So I think, you know, Elvis is doing fine. He's making good progress. You know, so much is made of sacks, and that defines, you know, how you play the defensive end position or a pass rushing position. And really there's a lot more to it than that. You know, guys I've had in the past, Mike Strahan probably had his lowest sack total, but probably had his best season, and we went to a Super Bowl. So. Sometimes sacks are, you know, made too much of.
You like what he's given you and those others?
Yes. Yeah, we feel a lot better with him than without him.
If Darren McFadden doesn't go, how does that change with you guys, the way you approach them running?
Well, they're going to run the same runs. You know, he's, you know, a very talented back, gifted back, and, you know, we'll keep our eye on that fairly closely.
Anything else?
Well, Zappy comes up on Friday. If the injury report comes out and you find out he's out, like when you tell us everybody's out, does that then change how they'll tweak a game plan? Any significant play?
Not really. It was no different last week than, you know, who's going to play quarterback. Or, I mean, you know, it's, you don't know until an hour and a half before kickoff, you know, whether they're in or out anyway. So you have to prepare for just about everything.